I haven't seen him yet, but we have a quorum whenever we want to start.
So
Okay, so
your show, Deb.
All right, it's now 10 a.m. and I'm calling this regular board meeting of the Washington Board of Licensure for Landscape Architects to order. As a courtesy and to reduce the background noise when others are speaking, please remember to mute your computer or your phone when you're not speaking. A challenge would be to remember to unmute yourself when you are ready to speak. Also for board members to help us capture information, please state your name when you are making comments. The board will provide an opportunity for public comment during the meeting, and we will ask you to unmute yourself prior to the public comments to allow an opportunity for anyone who'd like to speak. Thank you. So now it's time for the roll call. Susan, could you call roll?
Sure. Chair Peters?
Here.
Vice Chair LaPierre? Secretary Crapo?
Present.
And Board Member Robinson-Losi?
Present.
Thank you.
All right. The next order is the approval of the agenda. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the agenda? Okay, so if so, I would like to entertain a motion for approval.
I move to approve. This is Sharon.
This is Darren. I'll second.
In favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the agenda is approved. Next order of business is the approval of the minutes. If you've had an opportunity to read over the minutes, I found a couple of typos in there, and they are very minor. They have no change to the meeting. So if that's okay with people to have those, to accept it with those changes, I would like to entertain a motion for approval of the minutes.
This is Darren. Oh, so move.
Hold on. We have 2 minutes to approve, February 9th and March 30th. So let's go for February 9th first.
I'll move for the February minutes.
This is Sharon. I'll second.
In favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So those are approved. And now the minutes of March 30th. Do I have a motion for approval of those minutes?
This is Darren. I'll also move for those March minutes as written.
This is Sharon. I'll second.
In favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so the minutes have been approved. It is time for old business, the outreach update. I can start this out. I contacted the University of Washington, Julie Johnson, and she has put me in contact with the people who are actually teaching the pro practice class. So we will organize something for the fall. The class happens in the fall, and we'll organize something for the fall as an outreach during that class.
Okay. This is Darren. I also was put in charge of touching base with Washington State University and did so, and they were prompt in the reply, and we quickly set up I believe a virtual meeting, which Curtis joined for us because I had a conflict with their pro practice class, and they have indicated a desire to be in person at some point in 2023-24 school year. So I'm not sure. I don't know if staff has had other conversations with them, but that was what they've indicated to me in our email back and forth. So it's something we should maybe track as a possibility. I'm not sure how we think about that. But I didn't hear how the meeting went from Curtis, but I assume it went fine. I don't know, has any of the staff heard or was part of that as well? I don't know.
We haven't heard anything beyond that initial email chain, and I have not been in touch with Curtis since he attended that meeting for us, other than he confirmed that he did attend and it went well, but I don't have any details beyond that. And we haven't heard anything else from WSU, but we can work on keeping in touch with them over the summer and get that set up for the fall.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sometimes just a little challenging to keep things moving through the summertime because teachers are often off and they aren't quite working on their schedules yet. So I think when we get into September, we'll start hearing a lot more. Okay, the next order of business is new business. We need to elect officers. This is going to be a little challenging because we're missing one person. But
that's what happens, you know, if you miss a meeting, you end up chair. That's right.
You don't have to, you don't get to accept or reject. You just get to be.
I know he recently started a new position, so it might be taking up jumbled his calendar. So I also don't know if he was using his work email for correspondence. So that might be, I know when I switched jobs, that was a thing. So I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
Well, at this point, it appears that we should have Curtis as president, and then as chair, and then you, Darren, as vice chair, and then secretary, probably Sharon, because she's out, she's on me, she's past me in longevity. I'm only supposed to be here till September. So does that seem like a good slate?
Seems like the only slate.
Unless we get a new member next month.
Then we could always relook, but otherwise, yeah. I so move that is a working slate.
Darren, I hear a second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Yay.
Aye, sorry, my delayed response.
All right. So that's passed. The next order of business is the CLARB and report on the CLARB annual meeting. Julia, could you lead this discussion? The semi-annual meeting. Oh, no, this is the annual meeting.
Annual meeting, yeah. So the annual meeting this year, while we were hopeful that they were going to pick Seattle for it, they did not. They chose Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas. The dates for it are September 20th to the 22nd. Meetings start early on the 20th, like 8 a.m. on the 20th, so likely whoever's going will need to arrive sometime on the 19th. However, it doesn't look like they're doing a dinner on Friday night. So if you did not want to stay that last night, it would be possible to come back on that Friday or the Saturday morning. It's going to be, you know, available flights and your comfort level. It is at the Westin Lake Las Vegas Hotel. So it is outside of Vegas. I'm pretty sure they did that on purpose so that people would not sneak out to the casino when they're supposed to be in meetings. I'm not saying anyone here would do that. No, don't.
It's a raucous bunch, is my experience. So it's probably smart.
Yeah. The theme this year is cultivating connections, fostering community, evolving competency. Each day's sessions will focus on one part of the meeting's theme while offering additional time for networking, connecting with peers in similar positions. We do have, I'm checking on the amount of participation credits we have. We have at least 5,500, which means that we should be able to send three people. So typically, if we can send three, that's going to be the MBE, the chair, and the vice chair, if people are interested in that. I kind of did a quick cost breakdown, and we should have that. We do get discounts for registrations. We get, if two people register, it's 5%, 3 to 4 is 10%. This year, though, it is in person only. They are not offering the virtual option. So open to discussion. We do need to kind of decide, you know, how many and who will be going so that we are prepared to get the travel authorization requests in time for that. Because with out of state, we will need the director's approval. So Curtis isn't here, which makes it a little difficult, but we can reach out to him separately to see if he is available and interested in going. So that leaves, you know, Darren and Sharon to fight over, do we send the vice chair or the secretary on this? Now I know, go ahead, Sharon.
Well, it's my feeling that it's the vice chair's place to go.
Okay.
Okay.
If
he hates it and doesn't want to go.
Or can't because of conflicts.
Well, and just so you know, Sharon, there is value in the public member going to these meetings. There's a lot of value in the level of understanding and the kinds of, and just keeping familiar with what the boards are doing, board members are actually doing and what they're being told and the kind of work that's being done at CLARB.
Yeah. And offering that perspective of, you know, someone that's outside of the profession, outside of regulation, you know, my side of it versus, you know, the profession side. So there is value.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. And yeah, but I also think that Darren's first in line.
Yeah, Darren's in there too, for sure. It would be a lot of value for you, Darren, if you want to go.
So I guess I would say yes, I'm happy to go. I have put it on my calendar tentatively. The only possible thing that might come up for me is my wife's work schedule, which should come out here in the next couple, 3 weeks. So I should be able to confirm one way or another. She has a little harder time being flexible with her schedule. And if she's scheduled to work, then I would, beg off to Sharon to stand in my place to go. Does that seem fair that mm-hmm. I follow up?
Yeah, that sounds good. And we'll talk to Curtis to see his availability and desire to go. And it may turn out that we can do another, depending on what the, like I said, what the participation credits that we have with CLARB are. Because the flights are, I'm sorry?
How do we get credits?
It's part of our member dues. As members of CLARB, we pay dues each year, and part of that goes mm-hmm. to help cover the cost of us attending the annual meeting. And the flights, I checked on flights, and they're, you know, depending on if we do Tuesday to Friday or Tuesday to Saturday, $250 to $325 round trip. So that's not a huge cost there. So depending on what happens, we may be able to extend it to Sharon as well. And, you know, with me being on the LAC, I don't know that they've made a decision yet if they're going to cover the attendance this time or not. So I think last time they covered my registration fee for it. So, all right. So we will continue working on that and keep you informed on what's going on with that.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Next order of business is the ASLA and CLARB Joint Licensure Summit. Julia, again, could you lead that discussion?
Sure. So in June 21st, there is going to be a 6-hour session that includes, you know, both ASLA and CLARB. They're partnering to bring the chapter and the license boards together to focus on building appropriate and effective relationships between the SLA and the boards. And part of the reason they're doing this is because of the uniform standards that were changed recently. There are a lot of states that do need to make changes to their statutes. And like us, many of the boards can't just open the laws and you know, get this done. They need help from the professions, especially ASLA, to get that done. So that's going to be part of the focus, is ensuring that we're connecting in an appropriate way, getting them informed on what needs to happen, having discussions about, you know, what are the steps that need to take place. So, and they're asking that each board send 3 participants. Their suggestion is the board executive, the chair, and then an additional board member to that. And so we're asking just who might be interested in attending, or that can. It's our time, I want to say it's 10 a.m., a 10 a.m. start. Hold on, I have it on my calendar. Let me double check. Let's see. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Yeah. Not sure. That's only 5 hours.
I'm happy to attend that along with you. I have time. I have an opening on that day on my schedule. So
okay.
If you want me to.
Yeah. Yep. I'm jotting your name down now. Did you receive the email invite from?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and register for that.
Okay.
Do we have a third? Do we want to wait and ask Curtis if he can attend, and if he can't?
I think we should ask Curtis if he can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's another email to Curtis.
I'm just looking at my calendar. I could, except for the first hour, it looks like, as of right now. You said it's 10 to 3?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I just probably couldn't that first hour. So if you need me to, that would be my limitation.
Okay. Sharon, how about you?
If you need me to, I can do it. Autumn, my granddaughter will be with me that month, but it's virtual, so it shouldn't be an issue.
Okay. All right. We will let you know on that as well.
Okay. So it sounds like, Julia, you and I will definitely be there, and then it's Curtis if he can, or Darren.
Or Sharon.
If Curtis can't, Darren or Sharon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we'll keep them informed once we know from Curtis.
Yeah.
Okay. The next order of business is the CLARB mid-year update.
So it's in your board packet. I was able to attend. I want to say that Curtis was there at least for part of it. I can't remember if anyone else was able to attend.
I was not able to attend.
Didn't think so. Okay. So it was, you know, they're pretty much their usual update. They kind of talked about, you know, what they've been working on. You know, they had been working on leadership development within CLARB. So they talked about the survey results that they worked on, or that they had, where the areas of improvement are. Some of the suggested improvements are within the volunteer pipeline, making the opportunity to volunteer more visible, developing for incoming volunteers, developing a structured mentor or buddy program, having consistent onboarding across the different groups. Because, you know, as you know, you've got the board, some of the LAC, then you have, you know, work groups and the exam writing committee and all those different things. So getting some consistency across those groups, and then developing specific training based on the volunteer role. And then for the actively serving volunteers, they're looking at doing a skills gap analysis and some focused training and development for those that are already serving as volunteers. Then they talked a bit about a partnership with LAAB. They're looking for some opportunities for LAAB to have some scope expansion. And that could mean, you know, having a degree equivalency for programs outside of the U.S. I know that they have been doing some work with one of the universities in Mexico, and one of the club board members teaches there, so it's a great connection to help get that moving forward. Then we had the global JTA update from Matt. It looks like the survey launched in 6 languages. They had to add 4 more quickly. And next steps, they're going to develop a presentation to IFLA. And then a detailed update will happen at the annual meeting this year in the fall. So let's see. The LARE, the transition, the new, let's see, the current blueprint is being used or was used in April. August will be the final time that the current blueprint is administered. In September, they're going to offer a last chance opportunity. And then in December, the new blueprint will be launched. And they gave us a little graphic of, and I don't know if we put that in here. They gave us a little graphic of what the transition will look like. So right now, sections 1 and 4 will become that they're kind of being pulled together. So I can send that out to you guys for that. Let's see, the uniform standard implementation, they went over that as well. Zach gave a report out on jurisdictions that are currently working towards alignment. So Alaska has minor changes. North Carolina has significant statutory changes. Colorado, minor. Maine, minor. And then they recently began working with Alabama and Idaho. Alberta, Illinois, North and South Dakota, and Wyoming are already in alignment. And then we can reach out to Zach if we have any questions or if we need help working on getting us aligned with the standards. And then what else did we have? Veronica went over how the standards are changing the certification. So there's been some revision to the CLARB certification standards, and which that is in your packet. And then we had our regional meetings. And that was about it. Any questions that you guys had?
Thanks, Julia. Any questions? Okay. The next order of business are the reports. Sydney, can you review the central investigation and audits report?
Absolutely.
Complaint status.
Right now, our complaint status is we have 2 closed complaints. One was Curtis's. He also has one in a management review for a total of 3 cases that the unit is currently working on.
All right. And Julia, can you review the licensing and customer support services report?
Of course. Okay, so you can see numbers are staying pretty steady for licensees. Our in-state. Grand total is 612. That does include a few that are either inactive, canceled, or expired. There's not a lot of those, which is impressive in either just the in-state or the total overall numbers. And we did have, since our last meeting, we've had quite a few licenses issued. In-state is still, of course, more than the reciprocity ones. So that's good to hear. It means those programs at UW and WSU are keeping students going, getting them through there.
Right. New licensees. Look at all of them. That was good.
I know. Yeah.
That's a nice list.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's see. The board commission's outreach. Wait, is that where we are? Licensing and customer support services. Pages 26 and 27. That was just that licensing. That's all you had to show. Okay. Board commission's outreach report. Julia, you're supposed to provide that with Sydney, offering anything additional. Was there any other outreach? You're muted, Julia.
I had to do that at least, once a day or once a meeting. No other outreach to report on. I can tell you that the sunset bill did pass, so you all are aware. It does require the department to review all of our licensing programs over, it was going to be over 5 years. They've stretched that out, so we've got a longer amount of time to do that. The department is working on implementation of that. We've got a meeting in June on that, and we will be supplying subject matter experts when they do start doing those. I don't have the order yet of, when these will be done, but we will keep you posted on that. And we've had lots of hiring within our division. That seems to be the new norm, but we do have a new assistant administrator with our regulatory and compliance section, Aaron Slavin, and he's really great. He's easy to work with. He's super intelligent. I think he's a great addition to the team. Who else have we had? A lot. We'll just say that we've had a lot of new people coming on, which is good. We're starting to feel more fully staffed, and which makes life a little easier when you've got the people to spread the work out to. So, Sydney, anything to add?
I did have two things to add. First, with the board charter, I was trying so hard to get it to this meeting, and did not want to come to you guys and tell you we were another meeting out, but I just ran up against the clock and ran out of time. So I will make sure that we have something for you at the next meeting. The other thing is on our board vacancy, we have completed the initial discussions with all of the applicants and are working on getting the request to fill through the governor's office. We were hoping we would have somebody by this meeting, but again, just the way the process works, it just didn't happen, but we should have somebody by the next meeting.
Excellent. That sounds great. Garen?
Is that two spots that you're basically trying to fill? One immediately for Lynn's old spot, and then one in September for Deb's spot? Or is that just, is it a one as you go?
It's kind of a one along as we go. So this request to fill through the governor's office is just for Len's term. And then as we get closer on Deb's term and we work with her on whether or not she wants to continue, then we'll address the need at that point. So we do have additional people in the queue. We had a lot of really great applicants this go around and encouraged them that if they were not selected by the governor this time, there may be an opening later this year. So please keep an eye out and we'll reach back out to them should Deb decide she doesn't want to continue with the board at this point. So
I don't think, aren't you running up against your term limits?
Deb? Yeah, my term limit is over.
Over, yeah.
I've done 12 years. And so, yeah.
That's a half a career.
I'm technically not able to serve longer than, except at the discretion of Julia, if we can't find a replacement. So seems it's like kind of up to when they're ready to replace me.
Yeah, it would seem to be prudent. We can.
So
I'm happy to stay on. I'm enjoying the work, but you know, we got to follow the rules.
Yeah, it's
because it seems like it's actually two immediate appointments that are, you know, because your Deb's appointment is, you know, just ad hoc. That's maybe not the right term, but at the moment, right? So it seems like we should, I'd hate to like get to September and then we have to go through this process again.
Nobody's there.
Well, no, it wouldn't be that nobody's there if Deb's willing to stay on until that new person is appointed. That is what we are able to do. It's until someone is, I'm looking here. It's or until the next successor has been appointed. So.
And we can have the discussion with the governor's office on if they will let us go ahead and request that they fill that position as of September. I don't know if they will do it this far in advance, but we can have that discussion with them.
And honestly, I'm very willing to stay on until, you know, maybe December or January, because it keeps me apprised of what's happening at CLARB. And I intend to run next year for a position at CLARB, which it's always helpful to still be in the pipeline and still be in the know about what's going on. So, you know, I couldn't do it this year, but I had to, you know, I had to decline this year. But I really want to do it again next year. I want to try for it next year. So okay. I'm happy to stay on, but I understand.
I was not trying to push out the door, just trying to think about how to be, you know,
proactive
in our process. Yes. And I know our process takes a while. And it just seems like there's some efficiency. We can make it happen, but I understand. It is what it is to some extent.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, the wheels do not often turn quickly in this process.
Well, understood.
Okay. So let's see. We are now at the review of master actions. Susan, can you give us an update on that?
Sure. So Deb Peters and Sharon Robinson-Losey are working on the charter update. So that's currently waiting legal staff to review. Darren Crabhill and Curtis LaPierre review for the current WAC. That's in progress. Outreach for the UW and WSU, that's currently in progress.
I think that's completed, don't you think?
Well, we don't have specific dates yet, so it can still be on the in progress list.
Okay.
Sydney sent out the PowerPoint from the previous meeting. That was completed. We did do the goals meeting. That one was completed. And the House Bill 1360 did not pass. So an article will not be written for the WASLA.
Okay. All right. Now it is time for public comment. Do we have members of the public who have comments to make? If so, please raise your hand and I'll call on you.
I am not seeing anyone in the participants list that's outside of the board, DOL or our AGO is here.
Okay. So in conclusion, are there any announcements to be made? Requests for future agenda items?
We will need on the next agenda, it will be casting the vote for the annual meeting for the CLARB elections. So we will need CLARB elections on that one.
Yeah. All right. Action items for next meeting. I think we kind of covered those, but you can go through them again, Susan.
So it looks like we'll need to do a little work on finding out who's going to attend CLARB, reach out to Curtis, find out, you know, what works for everybody. We will reach out to the governor's office to see if we could begin the recruitment for Deb Peters' position and reach out to the WSU for the fall.
And UW.
I'll get that one on there too. Thank you. And then casting the vote for the annual meeting will be an agenda item next meeting.
All right. So I didn't quite meet Darren's excellent meeting leadership, but it's 10:37. I call this meeting adjourned.
Awesome. You were really close.